Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation First Quarter 2018 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 7, 2018. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. You may begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provisions in the press release issued today also apply to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the call today, we will refer to non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results have been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website or via the website link, which appeared in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn now the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today to discuss our first quarter 2018 financial results. Our first quarter results were driven by our strategy to become a leading global provider of insurance software solution and services. We continue to improve our competitive advantage through our product and solution enhancement and through the acquisition of new solution and clients, focused on growth markets, particularly in Europe and North America. We are now fully integrated and have aligned our resources to become a market leader in the areas of greatest client demand in the insurance market: digitalization, data analytics, and legacy transformation. In this quarter, we have made progress on the following key objectives. One, expand our EMEA and Asia Pacific P&C businesses. In the first quarter, we continue with our P&C European expansion, executing our long-term expense strategy, which is reflecting both geographical expansion in Nordic and Turkey and existing customer product expansion. The market continues to be very active. We have a strong pipeline, and we have what it takes to continue the momentum in the region. Second, enhancing and expanding our U.S. P&C business. By replicating our success in European P&C markets. In the first quarter, we integrated the Stream and Adaptive product and organization. We launched a new digital U.S. P&C insurance platform, combining the three powerful core components: Adaptive Policy and Billing, and Stream Claims, and Sapiens' existing reinsurance, data analytics solution, digital engagement and distribution, and cloud operation. This launch improve our competitive position, accelerate our go-to-market timing, and ultimately increase our market share in the market. Third, enhancing our digital offering. By leveraging our recently established digital division and acquisition of KnowledgePrice, which brought additional insurance technology experts, in Q1, we advanced and integrated KnowledgePrice into our digital division with successful delivery, comprehensive platform solution, including full core BI and analytics and digital portal this quarter to a U.K. customer. The digital unit plays a critical role in supporting our sales and marketing teams, who are already responsive to an increase in demand for digital solution worldwide. As I started on our last earnings calls, our plan for 2018 is built on four pillars: and in the first quarter, we made progress on each of them. The first one continued to deliver double-digit growth in our P&C line in Asia Pacific and EMEA. We remain on track to achieve this goal, as evidenced by new customer wins in the region. Second, enhancing our North America P&C business, we already see positive indications and started to build a pipeline in the region. We are on track to meet this goal with the integration of Adaptik and Stream. The third, maintain our life and annuity business. In Q1, we focus on continue to support our customer base, providing the highest level of support. These customers are important to all our future growth in the market. We see growth in our complementary life solution for underwriting and illustration, as demonstrated by new customer wins in the region. And the fourth one, cross-selling. Cross-selling to our existing customer, in Q1, we continue with program aimed at increase our cross-selling opportunity. I would like to note that while this process has just begun, we already seeing our clients' interest in this expand offering and capabilities. On the deal flow front, this quarter, we announced that Equitable Life of Canada selected our LifeSuite underwriting solution. LifeSuite provide a modern platform with process automation and transfer quality decision for this insurance underwriting transformation. This is a great win for us and future. During the quarter, we also announced that the Turkish insurance provider HDI Sigorta is a member of German insurance giant Talanx Group, selected Sapiens P&C Insurance Suite Edit platform to accommodate and accelerate its growth, including faster time to market for the new product initiative. Sapiens is proud of our established footprint in the region. Sapiens Edit has once again been selected in Turkey to help to provider to complement with the national regulation and state of their competitors. Sapiens Edit continue to be extremely popular in the strategically important to EMEA region and its flagship product of our businesses. On the partnership front, this quarter we announced a new partnership with EasySend. EasySend digital transaction management platform will integrate with the Sapiens Digital Engagement Suite and will enable to insurance to rapidly transform from the document into a customer-driven digital experience on a PC, tablet, or mobile devices. This partnership reflects the importance of working with the InsurTech ecosystem and leveraging innovation technology into Sapiens digital offerings. For the remainder of 2018, we'll be focused on maximizing our assets, namely our leading solution, customer and employee, to benefit our existing customer and attract new ones. We are dedicated to support and serve our global customer base of over 400 insurance carriers who work with us as their trusted advisor and partners. We are fully committed to all of our customers, from maintenance of their existing projects to advising them on new products and to service and support their business goals. I would now like to turn the call over to Sapiens CFO Roni Giladi to discuss our financial results and outlooks for 2018.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Strong execution in the first quarter allowed us to come in above our revenue and profit guidance we provided on the last earnings call. Q1 revenue of $71.1 million as compared to guidance trends of $67 to $69 million and operating margin of 12.5% in Q1 came in above our guidance of 10%. As of January 1st, 2018, we required to implement the new accounting standard, ACS 606, regarding revenue from contract with customers. Sapiens adopts this accounting standard and expect that the full year 2018 impact of the standard change will be positive but not material, mainly in our decision division. Non-GAAP revenue in the first quarter total $71.1 million, up 25.7% from the first quarter of 2017, or $56.5 million. Our revenue growth was impacted mainly by the full quarter consolidation of Stone River and the Adaptic and Knowledge Price acquisitions. Our revenue in North America totaled $31 million and represent 43.7% of our total revenue. Europe revenue, that include UK, rest of Europe, and Israel, was 48.5%. As anticipated, APAC revenue declined following the strategic reduction in activity in Japan. Moving to gross profit. Gross profit this quarter totaled $30.3 million compared to $20.5 million in Q1 of last year and $29.5 million in Q4 of 2017. Our gross margin this quarter was 42.6%, up from 36.2% in the first quarter of last year. Q1 gross profit also improved compared to the fourth quarter of last year, mainly due to the impact of our cost-cutting program that was implemented last year and continued this year across all our divisions. Moving to operational costs, R&D expenses in the first quarter of 2018 totaled $10.3 million compared to $7.3 million in the first quarter of 2017 and $9.7 million in the prior quarter. The increase in R&D expenses compared to the fourth quarter of 2017 is mainly due to the consolidation of our recent acquisition with a full quarter of Knowledge Price and 1 month of Adaptic. SG&A expenses totaled $11.1 million compared to $11.5 million last year and $10.8 million in Q4 of 2017. The increase in SG&A expenses compared to the fourth quarter of 2017 is mainly due to the consolidation of our recent acquisition that was offset by our cost saving. Operational income this quarter totaled $8.9 million compared to an operating income of $1.7 million in the first quarter of 2017 and $9 million in Q4 of 2017. Operating margin improved in Q1 to 12.5% compared to 3% in the same quarter of last year and at the same level of Q4 of 2017. Our adjusted EBITDA this quarter totaled $9.9 million, reflecting 14% of our total revenue for the quarter. Financial expenses this quarter totaled $0.8 million. The financial expenses this quarter included interest expenses on our $80 million debenture and will continue throughout the year. Net income attributed to Sapiens shareholders for the quarter was $6.3 million, or 13 cents per diluted share, compared to $1.2 million, or 2 cents per diluted share in the first quarter of last year. As of March 31, 2018, we had a cash and cash equivalents of $61.7 million and total debt of about $80 million. The GAAP operating cash flow this quarter totaled $8.8 million compared to negative $7.3 million in Q1 of last year. There are no other material changes in the balance sheet. I would like to turn now to our guidance for 2018. For 2018, we are maintaining our guidance of revenue of $280 up to $285 million and non-GAAP operating margin in the range of 12% to 13%. As we said in our previous call, in 2018, we are focused on improving our profitability together with building the growth for 2019 and beyond. We are pleased to see the progress we made in the first quarter, mainly in profitability. We see positive indicators in the coming quarter, and we are on track to our annual guidance, as shown by Q1 results. I would like now to turn the call back to Roni Eldor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. We are working towards our 2018 priorities, improving our organic growth, improving our non-GAAP operating margin by year-end, and cross-selling to our customer base. We have invested, we have built, and we have the foundation for long-term growth, increased profitability, and improved shareholders' value. I would now like to close our prepared remarks and open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your questions in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Mayank Tandon of Needham & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, Roni and Yaffa. I wanted to just start off with getting your comments around the insurance market in general. I know you gave us some color about your focal points for this year, but if you could just comment on how the market is looking on the P&C and the life side, and then just maybe in terms of deal sizes and what kind of opportunities you're seeing in the market.
Hi, Mayank. It's Roni Al-Dor. In general, as I mentioned last time, we see a good demand for the P&C business now in Europe and North America, in mainly in tier two, three, four, five. In terms of the size of the deals, as Sapiens, we expand our offering from core product policy billing, now together with all the services, the digital include the engagement, BI, portal, people are looking for managed services, all type of services, so the deal sizes become bigger and bigger. The issue with the big sizes is become bigger and bigger, the sales cycle is also in the same. But in general, we see more and more demand. Right now in P&C, for many years, we build our good brand for Idit, and now, as I mentioned in my comments, we feel very comfortable with everything with Stingray, with Adaptik and Stream, and also with our workers' comp. So, general positive demand on the P&C. In the life side, as I mentioned, we have four components on the life, or mainly three. We have the run-off business, we have our core business, and we have the component business, mainly in U.S. So the component is a solid growth, few clients new every year. We just complete a very successful user group in Chicago last week. So the business in life underwriting illustration is positive. We see demand. We have two, three competitors, but it's fine. And the core system, we are focusing mainly in Europe. We decide to put more of the effort in Europe and in Asia Pacific versus U.S. So right now in U.S., we are more working with our client base. And the third one is our run-off business, what we call closed book. We see a lot of opportunity, and we hope to in the near future to start to see results. So that's the overall.
Oh, that's helpful color. Then if I can just ask some questions around the numbers too. I know you don't give quarterly guidance, but maybe give us some sense of how the trajectory of revenue and margin should be, especially given the outperformance in 1Q. You aren't flowing that through into your guidance. You're holding guidance intact, but maybe just give us some perspective on what your expectations are for the upcoming quarters.
Hi, Mayank, this is Roni G. As we said earlier, although we passed Q1 result on the revenue and the profitability, we maintain the full year guidance, the same revenue and profitability. I would like to say that we are seeing positive indicators, mainly on the profitability, but we'd like to continue our progress and then show the results. So we will see improvement in the profitability, as we said earlier, quarter-over-quarter, but currently the guidance stay is the same.
Right. And then, as you look a little bit ahead, I know there's going to be a lot of noise in 2018, a lot of moving parts to the model, but On a steady state basis, what is your expectation for Sapiens' organic growth rate and margin profile?
Okay, so we'd like to touch base on both. We will provide the guidance for, let's say, mid-term, long-term revenue growth beyond 2010, later in the year or end of this year. As we said, this year we are focusing on profitability and while we are building the growth the year to come. So we'd like to give numbers only later this year. In terms of profitability, we are going to see improvement quarter over quarter on our profit margin. We said it in the past, we'd like to return to it. We would like to reach at the mid-term level around 15-16% operational profit. This is what we are shooting.
Got it. And one final question on the tax rate. What is your expectation for taxes going forward, Roni?
I would say that the current level of around 22% should reflect the tax rate of Sapiens. This is, of course, after implementing the reforms in the USA.
Great. Good job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
The next question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. Mostly technical ones, on the guidance. I mean, you guys came up with, you know, 1Q revenues and margins that were above your, you know, initial guidance and expectations. And as a result, given the beats on both sides, isn't the fact that you're reiterating guidance for year-end a conservative move, or are there other things we should be aware of?
I would say the first one. We mentioned in the beginning of the year that we'd like to be conservative. We do not see anything that will reduce the current level. As we mentioned earlier, we see improvement in profitability as we continue during the year. So let's take the conservative approach, and we'll update when we see additional progress.
Okay, that's helpful. And maybe just a quick one. In your prepared remarks, you mentioned a deal with Canada. I'm sorry, I didn't get the details, and I don't recall you guys publishing a press release. I might have missed it. So can you just give me the broad detail about what this was?
It's Yaffa. We issue a press release about Equitable of Canada, and I can send you the press release. It's an underwriting deal that we signed earlier this quarter.
Thank you, Yaffa.
The next question is from Justin Furby of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Thanks, guys. I guess maybe just to start on the long-term growth. I know I can appreciate you're going to give that later this year, but I guess maybe big picture in the U.S. market, there's a lot of moving parts in P&C for you guys this year. It sounds like you're now fully integrated across the product lines. Do you think when you look out over the next few years, there's any reason why from your offerings and the demand can't support a double-digit type growth in that U.S. P&C market? Thanks.
Yes. The reason that we feel comfortable to keep this double-digit growth is several reasons. One, as you know, in North America, it's more or less is 100 deals a year for the P&C, and out of them, I think close to 40 is Guidewire today. And based on where we believe that Stream and Aiptiq and the new Celent report, the analyst report, that show that our offering plan to be very, very close to Guidewire and Duck Creek. So we can be one of the three big player in the U.S. After all this investment that we did. So we don't need to close more than few to continue to grow double digits. That's on the Aiptiq. We have a few advantages. I don't think this is the time to talk about it. Technology versus Guidewire. So we believe that we can find enough client to close with us. On the tier four, tier five with Stingray, we are market leader in this space, so we definitely we close deals, we feel comfortable, we continue the momentum again.
And the next one is reinsurance. We are global, one of the top player in the together with SAP. We are the biggest one. And the next one is workers' comp. Sapiens, after we acquired StoneRiver, we put a lot of investment to establish our product. Right now, we are answering for a few RFP. So we have four areas to grow, and this is why we have good confidence that we can keep this growth momentum.
Okay, got it. And I guess, Roni G, last quarter you gave a lot of detail around moving parts. I think one of them was a big project that was being taking a longer approach and a longer scope to it. Is that still the case? And as we move throughout the year, does that become any bigger or smaller of a year-on-year headwind for your numbers?
We mentioned the South African deal. This is the deal that you are referring to, and this was also the case why we gave the guidance on revenue at this level. We would like to play management conservative role on this and play very safe. Currently, we have some revenue, but we do not anticipate right now increase in this level of revenue.
Okay, got it. And then maybe one last one. I think, Roni, you mentioned the U.S. life market. You in the core space, you're kind of focusing on Europe. Is that a competitive thing, a demand thing, or what drives that decision? Thanks.
No, when we acquired StoneRiver, they had three products for what we call component base. We have a lot of customers in this area. We are also investing in our product. We just announced a new release for this product. So there is an area that we can see growth. Again, this is not like core system, it's not tens million of dollar deals, but each of the deals, and we have a lot of, and so we can see a nice growth in this area as well.
Okay, got it. Thanks, guys.
The next question is from Avishai Kantor of Cowen. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My first question is, if you can talk a little bit specific, what really drove the overperformance in profitability and margin during the quarter?
Hi, Avishai, and this is Roni G. So on the revenue side, we have a few factors that helped us. I would say the first one is better integration with the Adaptive Stream solution that help us to preserve some of the revenue that we anticipated to be in risk, that we mentioned in the closing when we signed the deal. The second one is a slightly better decision deals that came early in the year, and that together with the new standard, accounting standard, help us. And the third one is up to $1 million came from a currency exchange rate that was in our favor. So this is on the revenue side. On profitability, the currency didn't help us. I would say the main reason is the integration plan that we started last year in Q4 across all division, and we continued throughout this quarter. This is one, and the second one, slightly improvement from the decision, the revenue and profit.
So were those integration, new integration actions that started in Q4, were those kinda integration 2.0 stage, following the first stage of integration? Those were new actions that were taken that you didn't think at the beginning, or how do you think about that?
The integration, I would say some of them took faster than what we planned, some of them slightly pushed into Q2. But overall, if I see the overall picture, better process and execution from our side.
Okay. And then, Roni A talked about cross-selling opportunities in the U.S., that you're now really starting the process. Do you need to take any corporate actions to materialize on those opportunities? Meaning, do you need to change or augment your sales and marketing strategies in the U.S.?
Hi. The cross-selling is not just, by the way, in U.S. Maybe I share with it, but we see the same as in Europe, And the main thing that's what we are doing, we have sales and marketing organization separate to the division, but in the division we are putting more effort on the account managers and those type of things we already did at last year, and this year we are putting more emphasis in this area, and this is why we this is the way that we are taking care about the cross-sell upsell opportunity.
Just one comment on that. The cross-sell that we're seeing is mainly coming from the complementary product, not the core solution. Meaning, for example, when we sell PNC to our existing customer or new customers, we are selling all the other complement like BI, portal, digital, reinsurance to either existing or new one that increase our revenue per customer.
Okay, and my last question on India, can you talk about your hiring as much as you can, your hiring trends or hiring plans for the India Delivery Center?
Yes. We are, first of all, we are very happy with the India operation. We just came back for a trip from there. We are right now, after 2-3 years that we acquired this organization, it's 4 times bigger than what we acquired them, and we almost do everything there. We, at the beginning, we use them more as a staff augmentation. Right now, they are able, in all of our products, and as you know, Sapiens, we have almost 8-9 products. Each of them, they have delivery organization, and in the some of the case R&D organization, in few of the product they able to do end to end, meaning they are managing the client from a project manager point. So again, we are moving more and more things to India in order to improve our overall profitability. And we are very happy. The last thing that we are doing also there is all of our analytics, BI analytics, we are mainly developed there. So overall, very positive. Right now, we continue to hire there, train there, and build the right management for them.
Just one comment also from my side. We mentioned earlier that we started the cost-saving plan across all divisions globally. The one area that we remain intact is India, and as Roni mentioned, we are continue hiring there.
So basically, it's fair to say that India was a major driver for the over-performance in operating margin in Q1.
Partly. It's not all, it's partly, and we expect this also to do additional improvement throughout the year. Again, in moderate phase, slowly quarter over quarter.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Al-Dor to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-782-4291. In Israel, please call 03-925-5918. And internationally, please call 972-3925-5918. Mr. Al-Dor, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you, operator, and thank you for all participation for joining us today. Calls. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation First Quarter 2018 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.